Hi, I'm Lauren Klaas-Schneider with Klaas-Schneider for Broadway Radio. I'm here with David Abels, a cast member from In Transit, Broadway's hit a cappella musical. Hi, David.
Hi.
Well,
fun.
Thanks. It's good. It's good. How's it going with you?
Pretty good.
Good. Thanks for being with us. And there's so much to talk about with regard to In Transit, and particularly the creators of the show. Kristen Anderson Lopez has worked on things like Up There and the upcoming Finding Nemo musical and, of course, Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you working on this groundbreaking musical with her as part of the creative team?
Well, she's one of our four writers, and they were very much kind of a part of our whole process from the beginning of rehearsal for this for the Broadway run of the show. I don't know if you knew, but they wrote this show, I think, originally almost 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been working on it a long time. It's gone through several iterations. And Kristen, you know, I know that it's very, you know, near and dear to her heart, as it is with all the writers, because it was written, I think, at a really formative time for them.
Mm-hmm.
And originally for them to perform as well. So I know that, you know, it's happened, you know, it's gone through a lot of revision and a lot of, you know, I think they've written, I don't know, hundreds of songs, you know, over the years that have been in and then out and then in again. But it was obviously very, very special to them, and that sort of right off the bat made it special for us too, especially since this is my first, you know, experience joining them.
Right. You weren't part of the 16-year process.
I was not part of the 16-year development. No.
And I guess in that time, they'd aged themselves out of the role.
I don't know about that. I think that they, you know, they've moved on to the other things, and obviously in Kristen's case, you know, have very big things on their plates.
Right. Other phases of their careers.
Exactly.
Well, and Kathleen Marshall, of course, is your director choreographer. She's worked on countless Broadway hits, from Follies to Little Shop of Horrors, Anything Goes, Pajama Game, Nice Work If You Can Get It. For you, what was it like to work with her as your director and choreographer?
Oh, I love Kathleen. Kathleen cast me in a show in Denver, The Unthinkable Molly Brown, a few summers ago. I had worked with her before. And just had an amazing experience. And she's just, I mean, Kathleen is really just one of my favorite directors. She's somebody who is not only, you know, knows exactly what she wants, can visualize, a stage picture so precisely, and I think has such a vision of marrying together sort of the inner and the outer of a performance. But beyond that, she's just a lovely human being, and
talent.
It helps that she's just great to be in the room with. She's really funny, and I think she gets really good performances out of her actors just by virtue of her being a good person. You want to do well for her.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel intimidated by the creative team?
I didn't. No, I never felt intimidated. Because I think from the get-go, the vibe was exactly the opposite. I mean, I think it was very much, you know, a place, especially with material like this. I mean, it's so exposed anyway, just by virtue of it being a cappella, that, you know, one of the first things, I know Rick, our music director, said, you know, you're all here for a reason. You're all, you know, amazing singers, and you're not being judged, you know, because and then Kristen actually, you know, made a little speech too, that, you know, this, we're going to go through it with this, you know, because there's all these kind of crisis points where you feel exposed singing a cappella, especially when it's 11 part harmony and one person to each part. It's like you have a solo line within the harmony of the show, and I don't think many, you know, some of us had done a cappella before, but in my case, that was many years ago in college, but I hadn't recently done anything like this, and especially with the elements of the in-ear monitors. And so we learned very quickly that we needed to support each other, both musically and emotionally over the journey. And and because of that, there wasn't any sort of, everything, the vibe in the room was always about collaboration and never about, kind of intimidation at all.
Mm-hmm.
We never felt that way, or at least I could.
I'm so glad to hear it. You've broken such new ground with this entirely a cappella show. What's the best part for you about actually doing something this new?
That's a good question. I like being scared in a little way about something that's coming on, like a project that's coming, something that's going to challenge me in a way that I think, it gives me that little feeling in my stomach, like, I don't know if I can do it. That's usually a good sign.
Uh-huh.
But as far as, the best thing about it is really what the best thing about, I think, a cappella is in general, which is, the fact that all of these sounds are made from the most personal instrument and without any other instruments in that. So you literally have the chance to support your castmates in a way that, goes even above and beyond how is traditional in
mm-hmm.
music theater. So
right. Well, it's extraordinary, and to hear it and see it and watch it and be in that audience, it just is mind-boggling.
Oh,
not
good.
Until you said that it's 11 parts did I really
right.
comprehend that. I can't imagine how a performer can learn one of 11 parts.
Right. Well, I think it's 10. So it's 10 parts harmony and one part
uh-huh.
beatboxer.
Uh-huh.
I think that's if I'm right. But still, it's, every, we don't double.
Right, like why quibble?
Yeah, there's only a few sections in the show where somebody's singing the same line and it lasts a few measures. Mostly it's, everybody has their own vocal line. And so the arrangements are really, really complex and dense. And Deke Sharon did an incredible job with them. He's this kind of the father of modern a cappella,
mm-hmm.
a cappella
mm-hmm.
guru. And,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty intense, and hopefully, we don't get to hear what it sounds like in the house, really. Yeah, but hopefully, the effect is what they're going for.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. So, talk a little bit about the musical director, and he's not your typical Broadway musical director.
Now, are you speaking of our music? Are you talking about Rick Hip Flores?
Oh yes.
Yes, Rick. So Rick is somebody I worked with many years ago doing a theater work show at the Lortel downtown. I've known Rick for a long time. He's the nicest guy you can ever. He's almost too nice because because in order to whip us into shape, we actually needed some discipline. But he's actually good at really kind of coaxing us into making the best sound that we can.
Mm.
He had just this monumental task. I mean, we started out, rehearsals started with just, I think, 10 days of music rehearsal just
nice.
To get through the score because we are the entire score. There's no, we sort of had to adjust our thinking too, like any interstitial music, any transition music was all us. So
mm-hmm.
we had, there's never a time, you kind of don't really think about that. We tend to think about, this is the solo songs and then, we walk
somebody
off stage
else does all
costumes.
The other stuff.
Right. But now we walk off stage, change costumes and sing.
Oh my gosh.
So Rick has been incredible, and he continues to be, and he's actually at the theater, most every day, and he does conduct the show, but not visually. We have him in our ears. Sometimes we get cut off, and we have some click track and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different for him, I'm sure, too. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, probably a very unique experience for him and equally rewarding and challenging, no doubt. But not until you even said you walk off stage to do a costume change, but you're the orchestra, so you're still singing.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's something you don't think about because, I mean, especially as an audience member, you wouldn't. But we didn't either. And then so we learned how to, you know, we have to time when we pull a shirt over our heads. Because,
oh my gosh, it's uncanny.
Yeah, we have to figure out, you know, it, so there's a choreography to that as well.
Yeah, amazing.
And I joke backstage that we should have all taken the time to learn sign language as well, because then we'd be able to actually talk to each other while we're both singing. You know, sometimes you want to say something or you need to say something to somebody backstage, but you're singing do's and da's and you can't, you know, and obviously the microphones are on, so, you know, you have to not, you can't have an open mic. And, you
know. Well, there would be really fun to have a glimpse of you all backstage with your camp climbing. It seems very noises off in that sense.
It is that way often. Yeah.
I would imagine. Now, there's so many wonderful songs in the show, and of course, you guys are doing so much to enhance each one of them. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I think it changes, but I mean, I like watching people. Watching people perform the songs. I watch, we get to kind of watch Aaron Mackey do Saturday Night every night, and I think that's just hilarious. I think she's incredible. But I, you know, it kind of evolves. Like some nights, you know, I enjoy, we have a song called Wingman, which is kind of a funny, kind of a frat boy type comedy song, and then, you know, that's sometimes my favorite because it's the most, I have fun doing it, or, but then I'll, you know, kind of get into the more like, you know, hip hop number, or, you know, I watch Margot Seibert's thing, Getting There, at the end of the show, and just, you know, watch her kind of soar. So it changes. I don't really have a favorite per se.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, this has been great. It's wonderful to hear your own take on it and to give us some insight into the complexities of it, and you all make it look so easy.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think it would be fun to see you again with this newfound appreciation. I'm Lauren Klaschneider with David Abels, the cast in Transit for Broadway Radio.